let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Awakening comes at different times and in different ways. Intertwines, The Threads of Life by Eileen Goggins is the story of one woman's quest for greater knowledge of the higher unknown spiritual world. Her husband's death in an auto accident, followed by her daughter's near death 2 years and 2 days later, marked her awakening. There was something larger, much bigger than her research shown, and she would travel the world in search of this higher wisdom. Eileen has lived most of her life in a small town in Wisconsin, raised on a dairy farm, living close to nature. She loved the solitude of the country. The quiet life offered her the opportunity to develop an introspective way of looking at all living things. Early in life, she began meditating and researching different religious beliefs. This research became her main interest and led her on many travels around the world, some of which are Greece, Egypt, Israel, Italy, France, Peru, and the Yucatan of Mexico. Called a can't-put-down memoir, Intertwines, The Threads of Life by Eileen Goggins, and Eileen joins us on This Week in America. Eileen, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Fascinated by the book and the great reviews this is receiving and looking forward to our conversation today. Eileen's got her own website. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places. We will go through that as we go through the program today. Let's start off with the basics. What was the inspiration for writing Intertwines?
Well, there truly was not an inspiration beforehand. I had written a book before, and I really did not plan on writing this one. And it spans many years coming together. It was a cold winter night, and my husband had gone to bed. I read for a while and then began turning off the lights when something spoke to me. Now, this has happened to me, actually, my whole life. And what it said was, you must write. Pausing for just a moment, then I went to get my laptop. I set it up on the kitchen table, and then when these things happen, I have learned to trust it over the years.
Well, that's fascinating because you're there. You find yourself through basically not of any conscious decision to end up in the middle of the night on the table with your computer. Once you sat down at the computer, how did you know what to do next then?
Well, I really didn't. But I do trust, and so I put my hands on the keyboard, and they rested there until thoughts awakened. I began typing as memories flowed to the surface. That was a long night. There were many, many memories, and at times I cried. But this long-held pain flowed from me to the keyboard. By 3 in the morning, though it will always be a part of me, was unbound from that moment on. That night's writing is now chapter 1 of my book, Intertwines. It begins with decorating for the holidays. It had been a difficult 2 years for my 2 daughters and myself. It was now time for a good Christmas. My oldest daughter, Beth, was away at college, and her younger sister, Becky, was in high school. 2 years prior, on December 11th, our lives changed forever. It was a snowy night, and my husband, Bill, had called me at my office to warn me about icy roads on the way home. I was home making dinner when I suddenly felt a heavy thud in my center chest. What was that? Going to the back window, I could see the narrow road that led to our house and the lights of the police cars and ambulance. At that moment, I knew what had happened. I didn't ask, why did this happen? I knew God doesn't make mistakes, and someday we would understand. In the meantime, we would go on in the best way possible.
What followed next? What happened after that?
Well, it was a long 2 years, but 2 years and 2 days later, at the same time of night, with the same weather conditions, my oldest daughter was in an accident. was very serious, and the hospital asked me to get there as quickly as possible. With good friends helping, I, my daughter Becky, and Beth's soon-to-be fiancé were shortly on a private plane going to the cities. The phone call was now the reality of our future. While on the plane, I looked up and saw a hazy vision of Beth standing with her father. At first, I thought she had died, but then heard him say, "I will watch until you come. She needs you." Once at the hospital, we had a long wait to see her.
Well, I'm sure that had to be an agonizing wait. While you were waiting for news of your older daughter, you had memories of a similar experience. What was that like? What was going through your mind during that period?
Well, I truly was thinking I've been here before. The doctors thought I had lost Becky, and this was many years earlier, when I was in my seventh month of pregnancy. After the emergency run to the hospital examination, my husband Bill was told the baby had died. When he came into the room, he didn't tell me that. He just said, "Do you think the baby's okay?" And I said, "Yes, I think the baby's okay." And he went out and told them to check again. She was okay. And today, Terry is the name of the doctor herself.
It's an amazing story. With us is Eileen Goggins. Her book is Intertwines, The Threads of Life. Her website is EileenGoggins.com. That's G-O-G-G-I-N-S. You can link onto that by going to our website, This Week in America, book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. You describe best healing in that process. Talk about that.
Well, it was very serious. Her wounds were extensive. And we were told that she had severe brain damage and would be very severely handicapped. I could not accept that diagnosis and needed to keep the opening for spiritual healing open so it could enter. When we finally saw her, I went to her right side, placed one hand in hers and one hovering over her head. I stayed like that a long time. And 14 days later on Christmas Eve, she came out of her coma. One doctor said, "That's what faith does." Today she's married with two wonderful children.
What did your healing years bring? I mentioned those briefly in the beginning, but it's such a fascinating story. What did the healing years, what did they bring you?
Well, I was very aware of the fact that twice, at different times, I had almost lost both of my children and wondered, what was I being told? I'd done a lot of research of different religions and the countries they represented. I chose to travel to what I considered the spiritual power points. And you mentioned these earlier as well, but they are Greece, Egypt, and Israel. I learned a lot, but I did not find my answer.
Life continues and the answers begin unfolding. Tell us about that experience, that journey.
Well, this book is made up of two parts. There's part one and part two.
Yes.
And the first part I have just summarized for you. And this begins the part two. And I remarried to a wonderful man and moved to Wisconsin's Lake Country. That's quite far north. My dear friend Carol called one day and suggested a day trip to Bayfield and Madeline Island. The time in Bayfield was short as we needed to catch the ferry to Madeline. Once on the island, we drove to a park. It was beautiful, and parking the car, we stopped to walk along the fence line, giving a great view of Lake Superior. I stopped at one spot and Carol a bit further down the fence. The peace of the place was lovely, and looking at the water, I was instantly thrown into a vision of another place, another time. I was watching a native community living on the island. I could see them, hear them. I was one of them. Then I turned to another time. And I did. I literally turned around. And it was a time of a burial of a young boy. I knew this was the beginning of my answer of something much greater than I had discovered. I published the manuscript, and I go into the second part and how it unfolds into the second book within this first, within one book. But I published this manuscript because I felt it would help others understand why things happen in their lives.
And reading
just how lives intertwine.
Yes, and I love the title, and so often, so many reviews, people relate to that and have gone through similar experiences trying to sort them out, and with your book, they are able to do so. The book is Intertwines, The Threads of Life by Eileen Goggins, our guest on This Week in America. Her website is eileengoggins.com. I'll give you that when we wrap up the program. The book's available at the usual places. And Eileen, I thought I would take a minute, if I could here, a special writing from Joan. And give me a little background, if you would, please, on who Joan is. And then I will read her describing you and your work and the impact you have on so many people.
Well, Joan is a very good friend. I have done a lot of volunteer work. And one of them was help once I moved to the North Country. One thing I did get involved with is developing an art theater center up here. And with that, I started a writing group. And Joan joined, and that's the first time I met her. She's a very good writer, and she's very insightful. And one day she walked into class and simply said, "I hope you don't mind," and there were probably eight of us there. She said, "But I've written a little something about each one of you, and I'd like to read it." And this is what she wrote about me.
She's very perspective and introspective as well. Let me read this, if I may. When Eileen enters a room, she doesn't enter alone. About her is an aura that somewhat mystifies, but at the same time calms those around her. Her stories remind us that life isn't always just lived today. Some people are part of the past and bring that time with them, not in how they live their lives today, but in how they relate to another time from which they bring memories. She has taken us to places where at first we were skeptical, but the passion with which she writes has caused us to realize that if we open our minds, she can help us to see a world we had never seen before and knew existed. At first, it seems to be a world of the past, but in reality, it is a world that is also very much a part of the present. That's what Joan had written, and there is so much there. We've got a few minutes left in the program. Let's talk about several aspects of that. How important is it for us to understand the past and how they intertwine with our lives today?
Well, for me, it was very important. Because the events in my life brought on the need to find out, well, of course, I'm a curious person, brought on the need to say, why is this happening? I don't believe that God punishes anyone. Life's about going forward. And if we can look into our background, it doesn't happen for everyone, and not everyone needs it. But if we can, it helps us to see what we're here for, what we're learning, and why it's important. When things like this occur, it affects much more than just our lives. It affects other people that were also involved.
How long did it take you to get some clarity to what you write about now? You visited a number of countries. How long did it take to get the insight, the wisdom that you have today and you share in your book, Intertwined?
Well, this is going to sound silly, but I think I was simply born this way.
You just didn't know it.
What?
You just didn't know it? Was that you had to sort of bring that part of you out?
Well, no. It was always there. I was the youngest of 10 children, and my brother would say something, and I'd say, well, that's not true. And he'd say, well, how do you know that? I said, I don't know, but I just know it. So a lot of this was in me and has always been in me. My mother was a deeply spiritual person, a wonderful, wonderful woman. But it grew because I studied. I wanted to know more. And I have a library, and I have many, many wonderful books in there by great authors. And I've learned, and I've also studied. Well, I did read the Bible when I was young, the entire thing. And I have studied ancient records. And everything works together. We just have to be open to it.
Is life an ongoing learning process for you and others?
I believe it is. I believe life is about going forward. And when we stop going forward, we have to make some big changes.
In what Joan had written about you, she talks about if we only open our minds. Is that a key to this enlightenment, is go into it with an open mind, be curious and keep the mind open?
It is very important, because quite honestly, the majority of us are raised with facts. This is what is, this is what isn't, this is what is. I can't see that, it's not true. And we are raised with that from children on. And if you've ever noticed, children say some wonderful things because that hasn't been taken from them yet. But in reality, many people think we need to make children realize the real world and live in reality. And that's true. But I think there's something very great to reality. It's greater than what we can see.
There's so many benefits of childhood. It's a shame we all grow older sometimes. You look back and you see the world through the eyes of a child, and you're thinking, boy, if we could just go back and recapture that. I've got a minute or so left. What do you hope to do with this book? What do you hope people take away from reading Intertwines, The Threads of Life?
Well, as I said when I was reading, I wrote it because I really believed it would help other people. We hear people say, I didn't ask for this. I don't want this. I didn't ask to be born. My message is, yes, you did.
How is this book?
It's all part of learning.
And you bring that into focus for us, and we don't have to travel to all of these different countries and learn. It is there as we see this unfold in your quest for this knowledge. What did the book do for you? How did this impact you in writing Intertwines? Going back through your life and putting all of this down on paper, what was that like for you?
I was unburdening myself, and I didn't realize that. But everything that occurs in our life, we carry with us, and it affects our life. And this was when I heard you must write, and I did. It was an unburdening. It was a freeing and an understanding of how things intertwine.
The book is Intertwines, The Threads of Life by Eileen Goggins. The book has been called inspirational. It's been called intriguing. The book touches the heart, written with sincerity, and people learn wisdom, and the results have been excellent. The reviews, excellent. The book Intertwines, The Threads of Life by Eileen Goggins. Her website is Eileen Goggins, E-I-L-E-E-N. Goggins.com. It's an excellent website. You can go there, get information, order the book there. You can order it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places, and link on to Eileen's website directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Eileen, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for sharing your story with us on the program today.
Thank you, Rick. It's been a pleasure for me as well. It's nice to get this out there a little bit more.
Well, you're touching lives and inspiring, motivating people, and making them aware, as Joan indicated in what she had written about you. You are impacting lives in so many ways. The book by Eileen is Intertwines, The Threads of Life. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.